So let's move on with APL. And David, if you could present your 65-year-old lady.
Yes, I was asked some months ago to see a 65-year-old woman in the emergency department who'd been brought there by her family after she'd developed aphasia and right-sided hemiparesis. And a CT scan of the head showed a left temporal infarct. There was a small area of hemorrhagic transformation and some accompanying edema. Her CBC was quite remarkable. Her hemoglobin was 6 grams per deciliter. Her platelet count was 37,000 per cubic millimeter. And her white count, unusually high for this disease, 103,000, with 84% circulating atypical promyelocytes and blasts. And some of the blasts just had numerous hour rods. The PTT was prolonged at 39 seconds. The INR was 1.6, and fibrinogen was 140.
So just before you go on, I just want to ask Doug, if you've been called in the emergency room to see this lady, what would you be thinking?
Exactly what, I mean, we're thinking about acute promyelocytic leukemia here, and this is part of the disease we cannot yet get away from. The untoward effects early on of bleeding,
right,
or clotting.
And you're the general oncologist in the emergency room, what do you do?
This is one of the diseases that when we suspect it, we initiate treatment with all-trans-retinoic acid. And this is a unique case with a very high white count of 103,000. But we're going to have to manage that from the standpoint of she's got a high-risk disease based on the platelets and the white count. That white count needs to be lowered, and ATRA needs to be initiated, and she needs to be sort of the full-on support of her coagulopathy. The fibrinogen needs to be managed, the PTPT needs to be managed, and the platelets need to be managed to try to give this woman the chance to respond and get through this.
And one point that differentiates APL from other acute leukemias, if this was a regular acute leukemia, you would give Hydrea or high-dose RSC. In APL, the best agent that shuts off the IC more immediately is idarubicin rather than RSC. So in addition to initiating ATRA, this patient certainly needs an emergent dose of idarubicin 12 per meter squared to shut off the DIC and to lower the counts.
So David, what did you do?
So we got ATRA into her as quick as we could. This was a somewhat difficult thing to do just because she was not able to swallow very well, but we managed to get it down. We had the neurosurgeon see her. They didn't think that there was anything that needed to be done or could be done right at the moment. And she was brought up to the neurologic intensive care unit. She got supportive care for her blood pressure. We did give her hydroxyurea, but unfortunately an echocardiogram showed marked reduction in the LVEF. And so we had entertained giving her idarubicin, but were somewhat put off by that. However, she fairly quickly regained her speech that same night, although her right side remained weak.
What was the thinking about her reduced ejection fraction? What was it from?
She was a diabetic patient, and she had not had very good medical care previously, and so there may have been a myocardial infarction that had occurred previously. It did recover a little bit, but not very much. It's still, you know, in the 40%.
But I don't think that would be a contraindication. You have to weigh the risk of an anthracycline, which you can give over 6 hours, versus the IC process. So I would still, I mean, you could go for gemtuzumab, but you have to get it on a compassionate IND, which takes a few days. And I think idarubicin, maybe 6 per meter square, giving over a longer infusion, could still help her in the long run. The other thing is there's the late Dr. Arlen, who unfortunately died of a brain tumor. He was at Sloan Kettering. He used to say that he never lost a patient with APL if he kept the platelets over 50,000. So, and he had a series that he published with twice daily platelets in APL where the mortality was very low. So in addition to the ATRA, I would advocate for idarubicin, a lot of platelets certainly, and cryoprecipitate to improve the fibrinogen over 100.
So before we find out what you actually did, and I want Wendy to respond to this case, can you describe the rest of the diagnostic information you had prior to making a decision about treatment?
Yeah, so we did perform a marrow biopsy, but not surprisingly, it was consistent with APL. The PML RAR alpha was present. She did also have FLT3 ITD, which is not surprising. Many patients with APL do, and had the typical 15-17 translocation on karyotype without other abnormalities. I think one thing I would just add, Neil, for this audience is that leukapheresis, which someone might be tempted to do with a very high white count, is really contraindicated in this disease. It does make the coagulopathy worse, and so ATRA and other drugs are better for urgent therapy.
So at the point that you were ready to treat her, what was her clinical status and her blood work?
So at the point I was ready to treat her, thankfully, with aggressive support, with precipitate platelets, with anti-seizure prophylaxis, with corticosteroids because of the brain edema, she had markedly improved. And she still had some right-sided weakness, but her white count had come down to just above the normal range.